Currently, they are in the hospital, not in jail. That means under the custody or monitoring of the prison administration. They are in the hospital. Their health have been deteriorated. Doctors also saying that they lost 15 kilogram weight each. They are recovering now.
Okay, so they're recovering right now in the hospital. Can you explain to us, for our listeners, who just give us a little context and background on the purpose of their hunger strike, and have they achieved their purpose now that they ended the hunger strike?
As we all know, they are in jail since June 30, 2020. That is for more than 7 months. Our clients believe that the charges are politically motivated, and they believe that the charges brought against them because to hinder them from the election or to get them out of the whole political process in Ethiopia. Our clients are members and high rank officials of Oromo Federalist Congress, and others are also members, high rank officials of Oromo Liberation Front. So they believe that they are technically driven out of politics and the election to be conducted in the few coming months. So they were opposing, and they were accusing the government that the charges are politically motivated. They were asking that the release of all political prisoners. Most of them are Oromo political prisoners. They were also requesting the opening of political party offices. We know that more than 190 political parties offices are closed across Oromia, the largest state in Ethiopian Federation. And the third demand of the hunger strike is the end of mistreatment of their families at prison and elsewhere.
So would you say that these conditions have been met by the government now that the prisoners have decided to end their hunger strike?
Generally, we can say that the conditions are not met, especially the first two conditions, the release of all Oromo political prisoners and also other political prisoners. Of course, there are some prisoners who are released. The Yellow Movement prisoners were wearing yellow clothing in solidarity of the Jawar Mohammed Ital, who are in yellow uniforms of the prison administration. And also there was another minor purpose or demand of the prisoners. That was the moving of Colonel Gamachu Ayana from unsafe prison cell to the safer prison cell. This was met, and the other major demands are not met. However, the Oromo elders and notable personalities were requesting so many times to end the hunger strike.
What is the government charging them with, and when do you expect them to appear in court next?
The government is accusing them of inciting civil war and a preparation of terrorism too, and also bearing illegal arms. And the additional one to specifically to Jawar Mohammed's case is telecom fraud. As it is opposed by defense lawyers' objection, the court dropped the bearing of illegal arms charge, and it is continuing with the three other major charges. These charges are politically motivated, they believe, our clients believe, and they are going to appear before court on March 15, 2021.